It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Amanda McIntosh. She is with the Hope Squad here in Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. And coming up this Saturday, it is International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. We're going to really talk about what this day means, why they have this day every year. And then there's an event that is coming up this Saturday that is centered around it. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure, whether in studio or over the phone, Dave.
It's always fun. It's always fun when Amanda comes in. So let's start by saying first, let's talk about International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. Why do we have this day? What, you know, is it meant to represent? Those kinds of things.
Sure. So International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day is an event in which survivors of suicide loss come together to find connection, understanding, and hope through their shared experience. And it's a day that really the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention sponsors, especially for us here in Carbon, Emery, Grand Counties, alongside the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, Grand Counties, to just bring together our family of survivors, loss survivors. But you can be a non-loss survivor, too, if people are just struggling and looking for communities to build them up and help them through the holidays. It's a great opportunity to come together. International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day happens every year on November 20th, give or take a day or two, depending on what day it falls in November. We all gather together. We watch a short AFSP-sponsored film. We're having a luncheon, and then we put together a little activity, a little remembrance activity to take with you to commemorate the day. And what's important about International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day is that we do it every year in November, preemptively before any of the holidays, right? We know that as loss survivors of any kind of death, going into the holidays is excruciating. It's so hard when we are missing the people that we love. And so by getting together in November before the holidays really kick off, it's just a way of grounding ourselves and giving ourselves the time to remember our loved ones and speak their names and just be together with other people that have gone through similar grief.
And we had talked about this, that yes, as you said, the holidays are one of the worst times. And when we've talked about this event in the past, you said that you really enjoy and you love this event because it gives you a chance to get together with what you call your family, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's the families in our three communities that have lost somebody the way that I have lost somebody. It's a way of reconnecting with them and making sure that they feel supported and that they feel loved and that they don't feel alone. And it's a chance for me to get picked up in that way, too, to remind me and for myself and for my daughter, my family, that we aren't alone, that there are other people that are grieving with us and are here to support us and lift us up when we're down and to help us carry through the holidays. And it's an opportunity to, you know, because when we do in September Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, it's all about preventing suicide and what we can do as a community to make sure that no family experiences a loss that we have, right? We concentrate on our QPR trainings, our Question, Persuade, Refer, the Suicide Prevention and Awareness training, and we really try to bring the community together to build hope. But a lot of times, we forget to focus on our own grief because we're trying to build up the community and educate the community that even though we're all out there with the same cause, same direction, we don't necessarily focus on our own grief, right? So this is an opportunity for us to bond with other people and to really recognize that we're not doing this alone and that, yes, we have a community of support behind us to make it through any challenges that we face.
All right. And speaking of a moment to bond and to get together, that's what's coming up this Saturday, November 20th. Why don't you tell us more about it?
Sure. We are getting together on Saturday, November 20th at 12 o'clock to 1:30. We're meeting at the Crosscut Brewery upstairs. They're going to lend us the upstairs area. It's a nice little secluded spot where we'll be able to watch that AFSP-sponsored movie on remembrance and loss and grief. And they're doing a very nice luncheon for us. And it's free of charge. It's for anybody that would like to come and be a part of our survivor family. And it's simple to register. You can go through the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery Grand County's Facebook page through our events there. You can register. Again, it's free. Or you can go to isosld.afsp.org/price-Utah, and you can register that way.
So it's going to be a great event. And like you said, it's just a chance to get people together and to realize that you're not alone, especially at this time of the year. Now, Amanda, if people need more information about this, where can they find it on? Is it on your guys' website, or can they call you direct? What do they need to do?
It's on the Hope Squad's Facebook page, just Hope Squad of Carbon Emery Grand Counties. They can call me at 435-636-1153, or email me is best. Right now is amcintosh@utah.gov, and I will get back with them as soon as possible. But like I said, registration is free. It's open now until Friday night, and I can't wait to see my family. You know, with COVID and everything, we have limited how many in-person events that we're doing, but we felt that this was an important event to bring everybody back together, and you know, we will be taking precautions as far as COVID safety and whatnot. But we definitely want people to come together and kind of get their jars filled before we head into the holidays.
Perfect, perfect idea. Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today, and good luck with your event that's coming up this weekend. Get out there, and like you said, you don't have to be a survivor of suicide loss to go and just be together as a family and enjoy each other's company and let people know that they are not alone right now.
Absolutely, 100%. Thank you so much, Dave, for having us. As always, you're so supportive of what the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery Grand Counties is doing, and we can't thank you enough.
No worries. Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.